You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Rima Khreis. We're going to get started today with a warning from the IRS, a warning that this tax season is going to get a little messy, a little complicated, if you will. While you can officially start filing next week, the IRS is scrambling to get ready. In December, the agency still had 6 million unprocessed individual returns from last year. It's a backlog that could lead to even more delays this year. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab gives us a preview of tax season.
Larry Gray is a CPA in southern Missouri, and some of his clients still haven't gotten their tax refunds from last year.
And the sad thing is that anytime we slow down the refunds, that impacts the taxpayer and their family.
Not just their finances, but their ability to file accurately this year. And for the IRS, a backlog will make processing returns harder for years to come.
This does have the potential to snowball.
Garrett Watson at the Tax Foundation says many of the delays last year were with paper returns. Mail deliveries were slow. Staffing shortages meant there were fewer people to open up all those envelopes and enter data into computers. Plus, with the rollout of COVID relief programs came changes to the tax code.
So not only has the IRS dealt with these pandemic disruptions, but they've also had to turn on a dime to administer important forms of support like the stimulus payments or the expanded child tax credit.
That didn't just bring changes for the IRS, but changes for taxpayers who had lots of questions. The IRS received a record number of calls last year, more than 280 million. It was only able to answer about 10% of them. This year's taxes will include another round of stimulus checks and changes to the child tax credit. Janet Holtzblatt is with the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
That's also going to provoke a lot of questions taxpayers have. So I would anticipate that this is going to be another year of record numbers of phone calls coming into the IRS.
This year, Holtzblatt says file early and electronically and have a bit of patience.
Patience is a virtue when it will come to the IRS, but not all of us can afford patience when expecting refunds.
The National Retail Federation's Tax Returns Data Center says last year, most consumers planned to put their refunds into savings or pay for everyday expenses or pay off debt. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.